I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This summer could be the start to reversing a 500-year trend. Evangelist Ron Hutchcraft says despite five centuries of Christian missions,
it is not a real common thing for Native Americans to come to Christ, and it is largely almost unheard of on many reservations to have a young person come to Christ. So when we talk about over 700 Native American young people giving their hearts to Christ, we're probably talking about something of historic proportion.
And that's precisely what happened this summer with the On Eagle's Wings program. Pray for this movement, the follow-up to come, and for protection for these new followers. Next, a Sudanese girl recently escaped from months of kidnapping, rape, and torture for her faith. Voice of Martyrs Canada says from their source Compass Direct, 16-year-old Hiba was abducted by a Muslim gang in June of last year. She was kept locked in a room, abused, and was pressured daily to convert to Islam. Police refused to open a case unless her family also converted. Hiba escaped last month, though, and hitchhiked her way home, 2 hours away. And while her faith is intact, pray for Hiba's healing. And increased shipping prices are directly affecting the gospel. Although oil and gas prices are going down, shipping prices remain high as companies play catch-up. For ministries like Christian Resources International, which sends Bibles and Christian literature to believers around the world, this is a serious problem. Executive Director Jason Wolford says,
one of the locations that we just sent to, it was literally $2,000 more than it was last year at this time.
CRI needs to raise $50,000 to ship 4 containers. You can help. There are details online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.